power is the new GPU. That is the cleanest takeaway from the recent stack of AI infrastructure notes. The market is still tempted to focus on compute owners, big cap CapEx headlines, and the latest demand anecdote. But the more investable question is simpler. Where does the system actually choke? Right now, the answer looks increasingly like power delivery, electrical equipment, and thermal management. Start with Flex Power Solutions, ticker FPS. The Jefferies initiation is the sharpest single note in the batch. Jefferies says FPS is running with lead times of 6 to 9 months versus an industry standard of 12 to 24 months. That matters because in a constrained market, speed becomes part of the product. Jefferies also underwrites fiscal 2025 to fiscal 2030 revenue growth of 40% compounded annually and EBITDA growth of 47% compounded annually. That is not a casual growth sketch. That is a bottleneck company being valued like one. JP Morgan backs up the point with operating evidence. The firm says FPS backlog grew 45% sequentially in the December quarter to $1.5 billion. Book-to-bill was 2.6 times. Behind that, the probability-weighted pipeline stood above $2.5 billion. Those are the numbers you want if you are trying to distinguish theme enthusiasm from real demand visibility. Backlog up sharply, book-to-bill well above one, and a large visible pipeline. That tells you customers are not just curious. They are trying to secure supply. The second leg of the thesis is speed to power. Evercore's note on MWH, building the backbone of U.S. electrification, matters because it reframes part of the AI build-out away from servers and toward delivery infrastructure. Evercore says MWH is one of only a few providers able to accommodate solar plus storage projects above 200 megawatts. The note explicitly frames solar and battery storage as a speed-to-power solution. That is the key phrase. If utilities, developers, and data center operators cannot wait for the perfect long-dated grid answer, faster hybrid solutions become more valuable. Then there is the thermal piece. The DeMatteo note on Modine argues that the company should increasingly be thought of as an HVAC and data center pure play, with data center revenue likely to be revised upward. You do not need heroic logic there. More dense compute means more heat. More heat means more need for cooling, airflow, and system-level thermal solutions. The large-cap context actually reinforces this. Barclays says the reset around Oracle and OpenAI's flagship data center expansion could reduce CapEx by about $20 billion over time. And the CoreWeave note in the recent stack says demand is still rising, but meaningful margin expansion may not really show up until 2027 because of how hard the company still has to invest. In plain English, the top of the stack is not always where the cleanest economics show up first. So here is the fact pattern. Demand for AI infrastructure is real. But some of the most obvious beneficiaries still face lumpy economics, concentration risk, or giant CapEx asks. Meanwhile, the system cannot move without switchgear, busway, power distribution, EPC capability, battery-supported speed to power, and cooling. My inference is that the edge is shifting down the stack. Not away from AI, just away from the most crowded expression of it. If you want a cleaner way to underwrite the build-out, you may be better off focusing on the companies that help data centers get energized, connected, and cooled. The takeaway is simple. Compute gets the headlines. Power gets the economics. And in this part of the cycle, power may be the new GPU.